Hey guys, you're listening to Three Hit Combo, which is now proudly part of the 76th Street Network. Check us out and a ton of other fantastic podcasts at 76thstreetnetwork.com.
It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your base are belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most refreshing podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy. What's up?
Hi. Dude, all right, so I came to a realization today after work.
Okay.
Did you ever work at the Oakview Panera when we coined the day Buttfuck Friday or Buttfuck Saturday?
I like how the second we start, my dogs start barking. Hate them. I also like how we both did that thing where we're like, You gonna start?
Yeah.
No, are you gonna start? Yeah, we did it with our eyes. I was like, "What's up, Andy?" And we're both like, "Here we go." I completely forgot everything you just said.
Buttfuck Saturday.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. I remember that.
I couldn't remember if that was after or before you quit, but I've come to realize that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sundays at my Panera's are all one buttfuck Saturday.
At this point. Is it still a buttfuck for you?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, by now it's just so natural, normal. You know?
Yeah.
Like, you would think the bar would have to keep going up, right?
This weekend it was actually pretty bad.
That's like, that'd be like, you know, me playing Mario and being like, man, this is really hard. It was once.
Yeah. I don't know. No, I guess I don't expect it to get any harder, but it just
sucks.
Yes. I did think about grabbing you a bag of creamy tomato today, but I was I don't know how I can explain a bag missing.
Man.
And if my boss ever listens to this, you shut your mouth.
I got this. Take a cup.
All right.
Take two cups.
All right.
Of creamy tomato soup.
All right.
Spill it in the freezer. And then take a bag that was used for actually filling the tomato. And put that in the trash can and pour some creamy tomato on top of it and be like, yo, one of the bags ripped open, had to throw it away. Look, there's creamy tomato everywhere. And so when they're doing the count, and they'll be like, oh, we're short of one creamy tomato. Oh, yeah, that one burst it open. Okay.
That is so much work.
That's not that much work.
Half of me thinks that I could just probably put it under my jacket and walk out. Nobody would know the difference.
We're donating this
to good fund. Good thing. Real good. have you been?
Good. I pulled something in my bicep because I was throwing snowballs at birds.
You hit any?
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah.
You feel bad?
No, fuck birds. Birds are assholes, man. Poop on your car. They eat eggs.
They're animals, man.
Yeah, and they're fucking gay animals, dude. I swear. What are you doing with that cup?
Well, you know what? Karma. You're right. Karma. That is karma.
Yeah, technically, I don't really believe in karma, though. I mean, it's kind of weird when you say karma, like when you say it as like in this instance, like that's karma. But then when you say something like, I believe in karma, that means you just believe in some galactic system where assholes always get what they deserve, which I don't think exists.
I believe in Harvey Dent.
I don't believe in Harvey Dent. The guy fucking turned into Two-Face. Did you see him?
You see that shit, man?
You see that shit? Fucking goddamn it. It was scary as fuck.
He only had half a face, man.
Leaper was going to be fucking Two-Face for Halloween the year we were all Batman villains.
Yeah.
And we were fucking perfect. I had a great Scarecrow complete with the fear spray. Austin had a killer Riddler, and Stefan was the Joker. I know everyone since that movie's come out has been the Joker, but Stefan killed it. I mean, to a T, best Joker. Leaper was like, I'll be Two-Face. And then he's like, I don't know, that's a lot of work. I can't even sew. Well, Austin can, and Austin was like, dude, I'll totally make the suit for you. If you just buy the stuff, I'll make everything for you. You just gotta wear the fucking suit. He still didn't do it. And Tom was supposed to be the Penguin.
I think I kind of remember that.
But he... you know, Tom, he didn't even give it two. he didn't even give it a second thought, and he just showed up with his, like a sports jacket. And,
yeah,
Venom shirt.
Yep.
And he was Eddie Brock.
Yeah,
he wasn't even Venom. He was Eddie Brock. It's like, I'm not Superman. I'm Clark Kent.
Jesus.
Speaking of Leaper, he is in the Czech Republic right now. Leaper, if you listen to this, I'm just going to say the biggest waste of money. He keeps calling me a hater, and that's great. You're on a vacation. That's fine. You know, I'm not like all upset that he's on a vacation. But he's not doing anything in Prague. He has literally asked me three times now to play video games with him.
In Prague?
He took his laptop, and he's like, dude, let's play Civ. What? We can play Civ here, dude. Like, and I understand, like, maybe you want to go and get out. Do you have to go to Prague?
You know what I don't get? All right, he went to the Czech Republic. He's actively uploading things to Facebook. That means they have, like, Wi-Fi or digital or something because he's doing it with his phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to Italy, and they don't have shit for internet.
That sucks.
Italy seems like it'd be more developed than the Czech Republic, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either, but I do know he does have his laptop with him. He keeps asking, he's like, apparently drinks are really cheap there, so he's like, let's play Drunk Civ. The fact that you're drunk isn't making me excited for this. And, like, his first meal there was McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, I saw that picture, yeah.
And he's just, like, hanging out in his hotel room. He's always on Skype.
Is he?
Yeah, so he's like, he's
that
home.
Might be, he might... Does he have Skype on his phone, maybe?
He does, but it's his old account. Oh, so when okay. He's on his phone, it's a different account.
Oh, okay.
The one that's currently, it's Matt Mbop Leaper. that's his computer.
Oh, okay.
And that's the one that's often on.
Oh, okay.
So
well, that's random?
Yeah, so, like...
He's just...
I feel like he could have saved money. If he'd wanted to just go somewhere and not do anything, he could have saved a lot of money by just, like, simply going to, like, Chicago.
Yeah.
He would have saved money going to Miami.
But no, tickets are expensive. I paid $1,500 for mine, and yeah. That was Italy.
And well, and you bought yours in advance, right?
Yeah, like last month or something.
Leaper bought his tickets on Sunday, left Tuesday.
Dude, he had to pay so much?
That's when they're the most expensive.
What did he pay? How much money does Leaper have?
He was saving up for a house, but that's not happening anymore, so
oh.
He has what? All this money.
What happened?
Him and his girlfriend broke up.
Oh, yeah.
So he's got all this house money. And is trying to see how fast he can get rid of it.
Jesus.
By buying a pool table and an arcade cabinet and a Neo Geo X and video games for consoles he doesn't own. And going to Prague. Ooh, hey, ooh, that should be the third person to split costs with us for SDC. We know Leaper's got money.
True. He'd probably have fun down there.
He said he's going, so.
No, is he?
But Leaper's kind of like Tom, too. You don't...
Yeah.
Leaper could theoretically say, like, June 1st, hey, by the way, I don't have the money for the hotel because I'm not going now.
That's all right. You know what? The reason, like, I wasn't, like, with when you said Tom wasn't going, I was like, well, that's all right. I was expecting to pay just as, like, I basically expected for me and you to go. So I had that money in mindset.
Yeah.
So that's why I wasn't like, oh, I got to pay more money. That's fine.
Yeah. Man, maybe it should just be you and me.
Best buds.
Best friends.
We can Skype together in bed.
We'll be in the same room.
I know.
Separate beds, though. No homo.
Yes, please get a two-bed.
I did. I got a two-bed. Yeah, that's done. Now we just need to get the car.
All right. You want me to get the car since you got the room? Like use my card so you don't have, like, two big things going on your card?
Yes, please.
All right. Cool, cool.
And you have the AAA anyway.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of weird if I was doing, like, here's my friend's card. Hotel rooms, SGC, Tom, Leaper, Prague.
No, it had to do with cars. Oh, what did you use that one day we were looking up car rentals? What website was that?
Hertz.
Hertz?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll look around, see if any other ones in Omaha do it.
Yeah. I went to Enterprise, but their site was kind of shitty.
Was it?
Yeah.
What's the other one? Hertz Enterprise...
Hertz Enterprise. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
Some other fucking place.
All right, I'll look.
Also, I was loitering with Tom for about 5 hours in Westroads, and we stopped by Tivana, and I met the king of tea. This guy knew fucking everything. Oh my God. He almost, like, I like tea. I don't really drink it a lot, but I like tea. I nearly bought like a $40 cast iron teapot. I don't fucking need one. Nearly bought it. Because this guy was just like, he had us try like a whole bunch of different teas. All of them fantastic. And he was like really into it too. He's like, this tea's so good. He's like, look at these tea leaves. He's like, you don't get that in a tea bag. A tea bag is like phosphorus and red number 5 and yellow coloring. He's like, this is real. He's like, this is a living material. He like told us the history of tea or something. He was like,
he was fucking your mind, man.
Dude, he was talking about like how tea was discovered. And one of them, he's like, there's two stories. One of them is like more like a myth, something you would like read in dare I say the Bible. And the second one, he was like, there's this Chinese general, and he's like, basically, he was kind of like the world's first health nut. And before anyone knew of like, God fucking damn it, I hate my goddamn dogs. They bark at everyone because they have the balls to drive up our street.
Hey,
that's my street. Before anyone knew of the benefits, this general apparently would boil his water before he drank it. Right. And now we know that kills things in it, like microbes and stuff like that. And one time he was boiling his water, and it was still hot, you know, and tea leaf fell down into the water, and he noticed it was kind of diffusing out in the water, and he started drinking tea, man.
He was like, whoa, it's nutritional.
This guy was like, fuck, he was into it. His name was Taylor. Taylor the tea king.
Or the tea king.
Tea king. He's not just some guy. He's the king of tea. And I am really surprised I left empty-handed. I didn't buy anything there.
I got some tea from there.
I could have spent like $60.
Oh, my God. One of their big tins of tea is like $70, $80.
Yikes.
Yeah.
He was like, we tried all these different teas, and we would talk about it. And then he gave us both booklets. But he didn't just give us booklets. He underlined the teas we tried. And then put a star next to our favorite.
How long do you think you guys were there?
We were there, got solid 15 minutes.
Oh, man.
Solid 15 minutes talking about tea. And a little bit, we were also talking about Aziz Ansari's stand-up.
Dude, did you know he's coming?
Oh, my God,
no. I got tickets.
Oh, my God, when?
May 7th. It's like a Thursday.
Is it too late to get tickets?
No.
Really?
They just went on sale like last week.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I still kick myself for missing Jim Gaffigan. Fuck.
Don't kick yourself, man.
But, yeah, the Tea King. Holy shit. I should write a letter.
Do it. I bet it'd make him feel good. I bet, though, did Tom leave empty-handed, too?
Tom did, yeah.
I bet he was just like, God damn it! All that work!
He probably was. Tom was just as impressed as I was. We were both like, that guy knew his fucking shit. We were both so impressed. Like, not only was this guy, like, an awesome salesman, but he knew so much shit.
He knew shit.
Fucking Taylor the Tea King. New mascot of the podcast. I should have been like, dude, search 3-8 combo. You're going to be mentioned. I should have said that.
Oh, that'd be great. That would be great. Send the store. Or send it to the store.
Yeah, listen to 3-8 combo. We talk about Taylor, the Tea King.
He's a god. We'll have him on. It'll be like NPR. Oh, tell me about your tea.
Yeah, tell me about tea. Well, here's a cup I brought. It's a blueberry tea.
How many teas do you have with you? 75.
He showed us this great thing, too, where, like, you fill it up with hot... You put the tea leaves in, you fill it up with, like, hot water. Mm-hmm. And then it's, like, on the bottom, there's, like, a plunger. So, and it fits over a regular-sized cup. And then you just pop it on the top of your cup, and it, like, squeezes down and, like, shoots the liquid into the cup.
Huh.
It's fucking... It, like, defies gravity, man.
My mind's been blown.
That was, like, $20. That was the one I was, like, very close to buying.
Really?
Like, I could probably use that. That'd be kind of cool.
It'd be good for you.
Then I would have to buy tea leaves, too. And I know at that point, I was going to be like, okay, give me this, that. It's like, but I put a frowny face next to that one. That's the one you didn't like. I still want it, dude.
Need more tea.
There actually wasn't one that I didn't like.
Oh, that's good.
Which was interesting because I liked everything they had.
I wish I liked tea more. Chai tea is about the only tea that I can drink because of the milk.
They had a fantastic chai.
Yeah. There. That's where I got it. I tried their chai and I was like, this is amazing.
The first one that we tasted, I wish I had the booklet with me, but it was like a tropical blend.
Ooh.
Oh my God, it was so good.
I think I'm going to go home and have tea.
All I've got is that. Like, I have green tea, like green tea bags.
Yeah.
But now that he's like shown me the real world of tea and how the tea bags are just nothing, you know, they're just the crap tea leaves that are filled with chemicals and put in a bag. Now I'm like, this isn't fucking tea.
A tea elitist.
Great. I've got brown water now.
Num, num. Yeah, dude, real tea is good.
God, man.
Whenever I hear somebody say tea, I always just hear little baby tea leaves.
White tea is a baby tea leaf. And when it's ready, we pluck it. That's it?
That's it.
Yeah, fuck. I'm having withdrawals. And I don't even drink that much tea.
Oh,
having
man.
Withdrawals for tea.
Oh, man.
Because he explained it to me so well. I now have a chemical imbalance for tea.
Matt Runge, you watch yourself, Matt Runge.
Oh, I'm glad our opening segment was kind of long because 15 minutes.
Right? 15
minute opening
yeah,
segment.
Yeah, we talked for 15
That's
minutes.
That's fucking good. Huh?
Seven of that was like, we're
That's
talking about that tea and stuff.
Right?
Yeah, look at us. Oh, did we blow yours out yet?
Let's go into gaming news.
Let the games begin.
Peasant consoles are glorious PC masters. Choose your side.
You know what she did for fun when she was your age?
I did a promo of music
stick.
And you.
This
Look
is gaming
at that.
News.
Oh, your voice,
with
I put
stick.
It together.
Woo.
Bibbidi-bobbidi bacon, it's on the podcast.
Hey, was it just last week that we had to Skype the podcast?
Yeah.
Damn. That was a long time ago.
It was.
Feels like
I
a long time ago.
I was thinking yesterday, I was just like, fuck. I feel like I haven't done the podcast in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, it really, this week felt long.
Yeah, it did feel really long. Oh, how could I forget the biggest story of the week? I did a 3-day juice cleanse.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Pretty good, actually.
Did you feel good after it?
Yeah, I did.
So, what's
lost
a juice
seven
cleanse?
Pounds.
What? What?
Yeah.
That's awesome. What'd you do? Tell me your secrets.
Well, first of all, I could never keep doing that.
Oh.
There's no way I could, like, I did it for 3 days. I probably could have done it for a week if someone, like, was really, like, can you do this? But that's definitely not some sort of diet someone could stick to forever. I don't even think they recommend you stick to it forever. But it was, like, my mom found it from Dr. Oz, and normally anything that's on mid-afternoon...
Daytime
talk shows just goes over my head because I try to ignore it because most of it's just fucking shit.
Yeah.
So she was like, I think I'm going to do it. And I'm like, fuck it, I'll do it too. You know, I'm like,
oh, so you did it together?
Yeah. I was just like, I guess I'll do it for at least the challenge. And it was just a bunch of weird things like mixed into a shake. The breakfast shake was the best. It was like banana and raspberry. And you know what? I could probably pull it up. Dr. Oz 3-day juice. The first day was the hardest.
Really?
Because it was so fucking different.
Wow.
You know, and my body's like, hey, fuck is this?
Food.
What is this? And the second day was fine. The third day I was getting excited to
eat
solid food. And then Thursday, the day I could finally eat solid food, I had a hot dog. And I was like... This isn't even that good. My browser just closed.
Oh.
No, I don't want to update Opera.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, thank God. Continue from last time.
Oh.
Dun, it normally dun, does that, but I thought it crashed.
Oh.
We just lost all our stories.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
We'll do it live. I'm staring at my desktop right now.
What icons do you see, Matt?
Well, you know, I see Adobe Audition. I see our Flash... Media player, fucking... Okay, so the breakfast drink was 1 cup of water, a tablespoon of flaxseed, a cup of raspberries, a banana, 1/4 cup of spinach, and 1 tablespoon of almond butter and 2 teaspoons of lemon.
That sounds kind of good, actually.
It was good.
You know what I heard the man's breakfast drink is?
What?
Four eggs, raw, scrambled egg, or scrambled, or mixed up with a whiskey stick, and then drink it.
Sounds like, have you watched Parks and Rec?
No.
Oh, my God.
I hear good things.
I got into that show so much. Ron Swanson, it sounds like him. He loves breakfast food.
I've seen pictures of him in the bacon and all
yeah.
that.
And when he's at that restaurant, he's like, I want all the bacon and eggs you have. Wait, hold on. I believe what you might have heard was, give me a lot of eggs and bacon. I want all the eggs and bacon you have. Okay, so the lunch drink. This one is the one that fucking sucked.
All right.
This one you had to, like, literally choke down. And these are fucking huge-ass drinks, too.
Oh, Jesus.
It's four celery stalks, one cup of kale leaves, half of a green apple, half of a lime, one tablespoon of coconut oil, one cup of almond milk, one cup of pineapple, and an entire fucking cucumber.
Whoa! Did you get, like, the celery, like, the strings in the celery? Did you get that, or was that blended up, too?
That was blended up. I don't...
Oh! All right, yeah. Go on to dinner. Hopefully that'll be a little better.
Dinner seems like it's the best one, but it's not. Breakfast is.
Breakfast? So would it go breakfast, dinner, lunch?
Yes.
All right.
Lunch was the most filling, though.
Oh, all right.
Because lunch was huge. It was a gigantic fucking shake. Dinner was half a cup of mango, one cup of blueberries, 1.5 cups of coconut water, 1 cup of kale, 1 tablespoon of lemon, 1/4 of an avocado, ooh, 1 tablespoon of flax seeds, and 1/4 of a teaspoon of cayenne pepper.
Well, that's not too bad, actually.
No, the cayenne pepper's not hidden.
Oh.
I thought it would be hidden, because apparently cayenne pepper is really good for, like, detoxing you and stuff like that, whatever. And I thought, 1/4 of a teaspoon, you know, whatever. You taste it, dude.
Oh,
it is
really?
Literally a shake that leaves a spicy feeling in your mouth.
Oh, and you had that all 3 days?
Yeah. So you get, you have one of each of these, and then you can have a snack of any one of them.
Oh, okay.
So.
Oh, like a snack of each of the vegetables separately, like.
Like one of the shakes separately.
Oh,
so, like,
okay.
I would have breakfast, lunch, and then a snack of the breakfast one again.
Oh, okay.
And then the dinner one.
All right.
And then there's, like, a detox ultra bath that they want you to take, which is Epsom salts and lavender oil.
Lavender oil.
I shut the lights off and lit candles. I'm dead serious, dude.
Nice.
It was the gayest fucking bath I've ever taken.
Matt, why are you screaming? It's so gay! Ah!
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Oh, yeah, and there's, like, they want you to take, like, a probiotic and a multivitamin, too.
Huh. I take multis.
So, yeah, I take a multivitamin anyway.
I take a better multivitamin.
Probably. I just get the fucking...
No, I was trying to start out, I take a better multivitamin.
My wallet's smaller.
You proud of that?
Yeah, mine's sleek and hides under the radar.
That's what she said.
If you were in war and you had your wallet with you, they'd think a tank was coming for them on the radar. Boop, 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 boop. Oh my God, it's a tank.
Oh, it's Andy.
So that was a thing.
That was gay. All right, on to gaming news.
Yeah, so that's the start of gaming news. All right. Oh, man. Oh, because it crashed, I lost all my highlights.
Fuck it, we're doing it live.
All right. Civilization V: Brave New World hits this summer.
It's a brave new world.
This is from the Andy News Analysis League. The second Civilization V expansion pack will explore and exploit culture, trade, and international diplomacy. 2K Games announced Brave New World for the nation-building game today on March 15th. It doesn't have anything to do with the Huxley novel, if you were wondering.
I've been waiting all week to do that. Sing the Brave New World.
Yeah.
Ever since I sent you that article.
Crossing down the days.
Yeah, like, I cannot wait to sing this.
Put a big X on the calendar. That day's done. One day closer, Brave New World.
Oh, it's brave.
9 new civilizations. That's a lot of fucking civilizations.
Yeah.
9?
How many was kings or gods and kings?
I don't know, but it was probably, I don't know, it might have been 9 as well. Mm-hmm. That's still a lot for
how
a game.
How many
that
did the original Civ have?
Like, original Civ
5. One,
Civ 5. Oh, again, I don't know game that. Right. But a lot. I mean, right, that game has a ton of fucking civilizations.
Yeah.
9 new civilizations will join the world stage. They all have like unique units and buildings like every other civilization have. States will find a new path to cultural victory by spreading artists and their masterpieces across the globe.
That's kind of cool.
And a United Nations-like World Congress will beef up the diplomatic endgame with votes on far-reaching policies and sanctions. Mercantile approaches will also be bolstered by new international trade routes. They just need to add a fucking economic and religious victory, and you would have the perfect game.
Oh, religious victory would be amazing.
It would be. It would be awesome.
I love religion. And it doesn't say anything about enhancing the religion either, so.
Yeah, they're probably not going to do anything with religion. Aside from mechanical additions, Brave New World will add two new pre-made scenarios. Players can either take over the Union or Confederacy in the American Civil War, or race other nations to the heart of a randomly generated African interior.
I wish they'd do the world.
That'd be nice.
That'd be nice.
They have it for single player, but they don't have it for multiplayer.
Multiplayer would be nice.
It would be nice.
Listen.
I saw a really funny picture. It was a big truck with a Confederate flag. And it said something like, claims to be extremely patriotic, sports the flag of America's defeated enemy. I never thought of it that way before.
America. America.
Maxis GM explains why offline play wasn't implemented in SimCity.
Why was it not implemented in SimCity, Matt?
Well, Maxis GM Lucy Bradshaw said, quote, "So could we have built a subset offline mode? Yes. Now, for me, that should just fucking end right there." But she goes on to say, "But we rejected that idea because it didn't fit with our vision."
EA's vision.
"We did not focus on the single city in isolation that we delivered in past SimCities. We recognize that there are fans, people who love the original SimCity, who want that. But we're also hearing from thousands of people who are playing across regions, trading, communicating, and loving the always connected functionality. The SimCity we deliver captures the magic of its heritage, but catches up with ever-improving technology." Basically, the whole thing she said was, bah, 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 we fucked up.
DRM. Derm.
I don't understand. It's like, fans are loving the always-connected functionality. No, they aren't, because it fucked up the game for over a week.
So is it back to normal now? Is it playable?
You know, I don't know. I should ask Tyler, because he has it.
Really? Ask him how he likes it, because, like, I haven't heard any reviews whatsoever about it. It's all about the problems.
Yeah, she also posted like a list of ways online servers have benefited the games, and seriously, none of them are a thing that matters.
What are they?
They're just things like, we update each city's visual representation. If you visit another player's city, you'll see the most up-to-date visual status. Neat. Players who want to reach the peak of each specialization can count on surrounding cities to provide services or resources or even workers. Which is cool, but like, why does that demand always having to play online?
Oh, you know what? I hope Battlefield 4 isn't like that.
Yeah. I've mentioned it here like 1,000 times.
Nobody can do.
Needing to be always online is the worst.
Nobody has done it right.
Yeah. And I'm willing to go out on a limb and say companies that do that, worse than Hitler.
You're saying that killing 6 million something Jews is,
well, when you put it that way,
not as bad as online DRM.
When you put it that way, it's kind of hard to.
Barry Buzzkill here. How you doing?
Nice job, Barry Buzzkill.
Oh, you know.
You've been buzzkilled. So, yeah, it was just a bunch of, oh, well, our vision and keeping up with the times and always being connected. You know what? Always being connected fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to, like, oh, people always want to be connected with their social network. Just give us the option to not do that.
Yeah.
You know, like, places like Facebook and Twitter, they're cool, but, like, companies and websites and games, how they're trying to integrate all this stuff and just shove it down your throat. Like, you can post this on Facebook. Why don't you post it on Facebook? Hey, that screenshot you just took, why don't you post it on Facebook?
Yeah, that is true.
Connect to Twitter. Use the hashtag. It's like when you catch your kid smoking. And then you're like, oh, you like that, huh? We'll have the rest of the fucking carton. That's how you punish them. We are being punished, Andy.
That's... I would never do that, to force your kid to smoke more cigarettes.
But yeah, that's dumb.
Like, they're poor lungs.
Yeah. That is one of the dumbest things ever.
Smoke it all! hurt yourself.
You wouldn't do that with alcohol.
Oh, you like that beer? Huh? Here's a whole bottle of whiskey. Drink up, faggot.
Show you're my son.
Oh, you think you can outdrink me, huh? Give me that whiskey.
I'll drink you under the table.
This disappoints me. Braid developer says that the next Xbox is not strictly about games. Braid developer Jonathan Blow, I forgot his name was Jonathan yeah. Blow, when asked about his new timed exclusivity deal with Sony and the PS4, let something slip about the Xbox 720 or Durango or
the
Loop.
God, I hope it's the Loop.
Hate that.
I hope it's the Loop.
He said, quote, to me, they talk about a console that is not strictly about games. It's trying to be the center of the living room device, which is fine, and maybe it's the right thing for Microsoft to do business-wise. I don't know. I actually don't think it is, but they've certainly thought about it more than me. So he said that apparently had something to do with giving PS4 the exclusive. It's a timed exclusive.
Yeah.
The next Braid game will be...
Maybe Sony's going hardcore then, and Microsoft's trying to be everything.
You know, don't do it, Microsoft. Don't do it. Come back up off that ledge.
I don't know, man. Would you buy PS4 if they did that?
I don't know, because, I mean, they're kind of trying to do it now, so I got to see how much further they're willing to take this.
Watch TV, view streaming online, and play games all at the same time!
Because I just want to play some damn games, and I want innovation with games.
Yeah. Game console. No, they're home consoles.
Yeah. No, they're like set-top boxes. They're entertainment machines.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see. I want to see innovation with games and gaming. And it's only fucking happening on Steam right now.
Yeah.
And independent developers that like Minecraft.
I found out that you can import your Humble Bundle into Steam. So it's awesome. Everything's in Steam now. Instead of me having... Oh, yeah. I also reformatted my computer this week.
Good.
It's just one of those that needed it.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to be disappointed if it's all, ooh, yeah, Netflix. And you can get UFC pay-per-views. And
the Xbox Netflix.
Yeah, and you can search using Bing. It's just fucking, man. I just want to play some games. I just want some new stuff with games. And no, not the Kinect.
Video games.
Unless they, I mean, honestly, a lot of people are mad about the Kinect because they, and the Move, and the Wii. Everyone's mad at motion controls at the moment. Because yeah. It was like neat. It was a neat thing. But then everyone's like, it's just like we were talking about with people shoving always connected social networks down your throat. They're like, oh, you like motion controls, huh? Well, how about this and this and this? And how about the Kinect and the Move and the Wii U and the Wii Motion Plus? Where we're just like, fucking show some discretion, man. The Kinect, when I saw all the Kinect hacks and see what the Kinect is capable of, I feel like the Kinect can still be something good.
True.
Especially when they're talking about, like, using the room and, like, extending your gaming experience. That could be cool. So I still have reservations on that. I'm waiting to see what they're going to do. But if it's just a little more sophisticated to, like, waggle my arms, then I'm not going to be impressed.
And they've sold so many.
They have. Do you know the name Michael Patcher?
Isn't he, like, a analyst or something?
Yes, he is. He makes a lot of predictions.
Analyst?
An analyst.
Yes.
That's what you should be called now for your news
analyst?
Network.
Oh! Yes.
And the anal analyst. Now, Patcher, he makes a bunch of predictions. He made some predictions recently at South by Southwest. I just realized we had like no South by Southwest news.
I haven't heard much from it.
I kind of have on like Twitter and stuff like that. Goes to show that we're hard-hitting journalists here. Always stay ahead of the curve.
Oh, Facebook.
Dude, I have... I cannot clear my throat.
You want help?
This could be fucking annoying to someone listening. Just clear your throat, damn it! The first thing he predicted was that Sony and Microsoft are going to increase the price of their games to $70. Which is a pretty safe guess, I mean.
Yeah. But he just... He's like the first one to put it out there, and then they could be like, "Well, he said it was gonna be $70.
Are people gonna be cool with that?"
Yeah, yeah.
No one seems mad in the comments.
Yeah.
Oh, you're okay,
dude. That's very close to $100.
Yeah,
$70 fucking dollars for a game.
Mm-hmm. That reminds me of like how it's like a fact that one of the things that hurts our economy is talking about people talking about how the economy's not good.
Yeah.
So it's like one of those things that's just like, you gotta fucking deal with it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, people are out there and like, you know, the economy's not the greatest right now, which is true, but then that scares people from helping the economy.
Yeah.
So that's what this guy's doing now. He's like, well, it could go up to $70. Don't fucking say it. Don't let that come out of your mouth. Now they're gonna do it.
Nobody wants to hear that.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up, dude. Now, he predicts both the PS4 and the next Xbox will outsell their predecessors by about 20 million units.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. To put this into perspective, Sony would have to sell roughly 97 million PS4s during its life cycle, while Microsoft would have to sell roughly 96 million Durangos.
Durango.
He also believes the Durango may slightly outsell the PS4. He says the industry will have two Wii-level successful consoles competing against each other.
All right.
Now, as far as the Wii U is concerned, he changed his stance on the console slightly. He doesn't quite see it as a failure, but he still thinks it's going to be a flop.
Just a dud. Which, that's really the first Nintendo system they put out that's been pretty underwhelming. Each one's been a big thing. I guess the GameCube wasn't
GameCube was kind of...
Well, but the GameCube...
Are we talking just home consoles, or are we talking...
home consoles.
Okay, I was going to say, because the Virtual Boy...
Their Game Boys have been pretty goddamn successful.
Yeah. Oh, I saw something recently, like in Japan, maybe the past week, the Vita actually outsold...
No way.
3DS.
Those sell huge, and not America. They're not big, but in Japan and Europe, those are big.
Yeah. And the last thing he said was he believes this console generation will be the last. I still don't think so.
I don't know. You know what's kind of plateaued is just computer technology. Like, now it's just, look how much prettier. I don't know. It just feels like remember the jump from like Unreal Tournament 2? Or that 2004, and then like the next game was like Far Cry, and there was that huge jump in graphics. I don't think there's going to be a huge jump anymore.
It seems to me like, I forget what what rule or law it is, but it's like something like technology grows exponentially.
Yeah.
So things grow at a faster rate as time moves on.
Yes.
But what I think has happened is, it's come to the point with like computer technology that while things have improved, no one has made it cheap enough.
Mm.
Things are really fucking expensive. I mean, just getting a new video card.
Yeah, that is true.
A game comes out and you want to get a new video card. Well, there's $700.
True.
Whereas maybe in the past that, like, there's probably something great out there. There's probably something that's... Actually, I can guarantee that there's something that would give us a big jump from what we have now to what we could have. But it's probably, if it came out on the consumer market right now, they'd be like, it's $4,000. Mm. And we'd be like, fucking what?
There are $1,000 video cards. Like, video gaming cards.
God damn.
The like, video production cards, they're like $17,000.
So, with this, I don't understand how he can say this is going to be the last console generation when he's predicting it to be extremely successful.
Yeah. Why wouldn't they make another one?
Yeah. I still don't see consoles going.
I want that PlayStation 9 commercial to be real. Everything's in my head.
All right, Andy. That'll do it for gaming news.
All right.
Let's go into some technology.
Back in my day.
No one cares, old man. It's time for technology news with three-hit combo.
I like how we both looked at each other before we did that.
This is happening.
We both got the idea at the same time.
This is happening.
Andy, do you know what the Pirate Bay's oldest torrent is?
What type of file is it?
It is a...
Is it Linux?
Well... has to do with Linux.
Oh, shit! All right.
It is actually a documentary called Revolution OS.
Oh, no way.
And it's about Linux.
Oh, no way.
Wow, that was pretty good.
Shit.
The reason I'm telling you this is because Gizmodo has written a pretty cool article, little short article, but Pirate Bay is going to be turning 10 this year. 10 years
that's
old.
That's old.
That's old for any website, and they mentioned it here in this article. That's not old for just any website, but a website that's gotten so much
publicity
like and negative
stuff, yeah.
press, yeah, that it has lasted 10 years.
Oh, man.
It was uploaded March 31st of 2003.
Jeez. That's crazy.
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
The internet was so young back then.
Oh, it is on Netflix Instant if you want to watch it.
Oh, hey.
But Rotten Tomatoes apparently doesn't like it too much. Andy, you know what you can buy now that will boost your breakfast?
What?
It's an image toaster, and it will toast a Google image onto your breakfast. So like, you can go into Google image search.
Is there a picture of it?
I currently do not have a picture of it, but I wouldn't be surprised if I could produce one. Right now, the resolution is 6x6 pixels.
Oh, that's small.
Yeah, that's small.
Jesus Christ.
But it just goes through the toaster, toast a little image on it. Oh, great, I got goatsy again.
Oh, lemon party, fuck that.
Awesome. Nothing like goatsy to start out your day.
Yeah. You're just eating it and you feel disgusted in yourself.
What'd you have for breakfast, tub girl?
Cake fart. Cake fart was so gross.
This past week, Google is, they put the hammer down on Google Reader.
I heard about
it's
that.
Going away.
What is Google Reader?
It's like an RSS feed. You can put a bunch of RSS feeds in there. Oh. You could just go to Google Reader and see all your little, little feeds.
Must have not been that popular if they're closing it.
You know, a lot of people, it's getting kind of an outcry of people saying they are pissed it's going away because there's not a lot of good alternatives.
What if Google just comes back like, and now Reader it hurts!
It's new Reader! Actually, the creator of RSS, Dave Weiner. Posted this on his blog. I won't miss it. Never use the damn thing. Didn't trust the idea of a big company like Google's interest being so aligned with mine that I could trust them to get all my news. And besides, I didn't think the mailbox approach to news was right. Who cares how many unread items there are? I like the river of news approach, and I have a very fine set of rivers that keep me well supplied with news and podcasts. Next time, please pay a fair price for services you depend on. Those have a better chance of surviving the bubbles.
Damn. He has some hatred. Ooh. Yeah, those are some harsh words.
Andy, did we talk about on the podcast the kid that was essentially cured of HIV?
Yeah.
We talked about it? Okay. Well, 14 adults have now been cured of HIV.
Is this in America?
This is in Paris.
Oh. Well, still, damn.
But, yeah, I mean, really? It's not like Paris is like, no, you can't have it.
Yeah.
I also read something that apparently bee venom is being looked at now for helping to cure AIDS. And you know what I found weird? I read the story like, they haven't tried that yet? It seemed like something they would have tried.
Hey, man, bee venom.
Hey, man. Get stung in the dick. My voice cracked there. Did you hear that?
No.
Okay, good. Maybe the people at home didn't hear it either.
They rewind. God damn it.
14 adults have been cured, I use that in quotes, of HIV. Basically, 14 patients were in a group of 70 examined at the Pasteur Institute in Paris. So only 14 of 70 got...
That's still a big number for that kind of thing.
I know, but man, you could be in that group. Fuck, damn it, that could have been me!
Just look at your penis and just go, why?
They all began receiving the antiretroviral medications, ARVs, between 35 days and 10 weeks of contracting the virus. The patients then stayed on the drugs for an average of 3 years, but all eventually stopped taking the drugs. Now, ARV drugs can keep HIV in check, but can't totally remove it from your system. So basically, it's not completely gone. But what happens here is that they took it so early before it could get out of control that they actually beat it down to a point where the body's own immune system is keeping it at bay.
Whoa.
So what they're saying is here is they still have it. They don't know if it's going to flare up.
Oh.
But what it looks like right now is that their own body's taking care of it. Like, they stop taking the drugs, and their own immune system is keeping them from advancing any further.
Pretty nifty.
Yeah. Pretty and it's one of the advantages of catching HIV early.
Huh.
That's why I go every week. Back here for HIV test? You better believe it. Every week, Andy.
To the deck.
All right, a Reuters employee exposed as an alleged anonymous agent. I haven't used that in a long time.
Yeah.
Matthew Keyes of Reuters News top social media managers is facing potentially serious prison time after federal accusations that he's a member of Anonymous. Deputy social media manager Keyes is a prominent and vocal employee of Reuters, very much a 21st century company man. He was even named one of Time's top 140 Twitter users in the world last year. That's clever because 140 characters is the most you can use on Twitter. I didn't realize that the first time I read it. But these aren't the kind of allegations of an inside job crime that will make Reuters sleep well tonight. According to DOJ, what is DOJ?
Defense of Justice.
That's,
Department of Justice.
That's, there you go. That's got to be it. Keyes worked with Anonymous to undermine his former employer while working at KTXL Fox 40 TV in Sacramento. This is kind of funny. According to the incident, Keyes identified himself on an internet chat forum as a former Tribune Company employee and provided members of Anonymous with a login and password to the Tribune Company server. After providing login credentials, Keyes allegedly encouraged the Anonymous members to disrupt the website. According to the indictment, at least one of the computer hackers used the credentials provided by Keyes to log into the Tribune Company server, and ultimately that hacker made changes to the web version of the Los Angeles Times news feature. Basically, they changed it to pressure builds in-house to elect Chippy 1337. And the indictment further alleges that Keyes had a conversation with the hacker who claimed credit for the defacement of the Los Angeles Times website. The hacker allegedly told Keyes that Tribune Company system administrators had thwarted his efforts and locked him out. Keyes allegedly attempted to regain access for that hacker, and when he learned that the hacker had made changes to the Los Angeles Times page, Keyes responded, quote, nice.
Nice. Oh, that's good. Nice.
Nice. Like that episode of South Park.
Yeah.
This is the teacher that molested my baby brother.
Nice.
So, interesting Reuters employee getting taken down. Member of Anonymous, fuck him.
Anonymous.
Giggity.
Oh, throw that out there. Andy, that will do it for technology news.
Let's do some news.
Let's do it.
News team, assemble!
And now it's time for the three hit combo news
there. Look at that. What are you doing out there?
And Scott.
Down from there.
Hey, come on,
go back down.
Fly away.
That's stupid.
The name of this podcast should be, hey, what's up there?
Hey, what are you doing up there? Out of Tooele, Utah. And Tooele is spelled T-O-O-E-L-E. Not a single W in there. But they have a pronouncer here that helps you.
All right.
Helps you pronounce it. Police in Utah say they've arrested a husband and wife bank robbery team that took their two children along for the illegal excursion. An arrest report from Tooele police say a man and a woman, both 27, were caught Monday after a Wells Fargo branch was robbed. A 5-year-old and 2-year-old were in the back seat.
Oh, man.
According to the Salt Lake Tribune, the couple told police they robbed the bank because they faced eviction and growing medical bills. Employee told police the woman entered the bank and showed a teller a note demanding money. The woman reportedly ran from the bank to the car, which was driven by the man. Police say they searched the vehicle and found the demand note along with hundreds of dollars in cash.
Not too shabby.
They took the kids along. How do you like that?
We're going to Disney World! Yay! But first, we got to stop off.
You know that 5-year-old is going to vaguely remember that.
Yeah.
So, you know, the 2-year-old, you can say, hey, mom and dad took you on a bank robbery, and he's not going to remember.
Yeah.
But the 5-year-old, he's going to be like... You know what? I remember one time when I was 5, my parents just threw me in the back seat. They're both wearing ski masks. I thought this was really weird.
Oh, man. I bet those kids probably got taken away.
You know, it's just like the random things I remember from, like, God, I had to have been like 3 or 4 years old.
I'll get flashbacks every now and then.
Yeah.
I get like hit, like something triggers it, like a smell or a sound or something. I'm just like, what?
I remember specifically one that all I remember is I was chewing on a Nintendo cord. I was like, God, I had to have been, I was really young. Because I remember my sister being like a baby. So I had to have been like 2. All I remember is she's like, my mom said I could get shocked. Now that I think about it, nothing was plugged in. It was the controller. But I was scared. Oh, yeah, and one time I got my hand stuck in a VCR.
Oh, man.
Ooh. I got it out myself, though, but that scared the crap out of me.
That was scary.
I put my hand in the VCR. I don't know why. I was just curious. It was stuck. It was probably just the flap.
Just holding your hand down.
I don't remember, but I kind of just pulled my hand
out. At that time, you're just like, oh, shit, fuck.
The VCR is eating my hand. Andy, we've done a story like this before, but I just have to do it again because I don't know how people get away with this. But two thieves in Turkey stole a bridge. We've done this before. People steal bridges. They sold the scrap metal from the bridge and got $11,000.
Did they get caught?
Yeah.
That's... I can't believe in my lifetime we've talked about stealing a bridge twice.
That's gotta suck because, like, you gotta make a new fucking bridge now.
Yeah.
Now you need a new bridge and people are, like, can't get across now.
I can't. Jeez, man.
How do they do that? How does no one catch them? Because it has to take a while to steal
like
a bridge.
Like a month.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple weeks at the most.
We've slowly been chipping away at the ends of this bridge.
Yeah.
You carry that side. I'll carry this side. And
nobody notices that chunks of a bridge are just gone.
You know someone, when they turned in the scrap metal, they're going to be like, how the fuck do you guys have this much scrap metal?
Yeah.
And that's news that gets out quickly if a bridge is missing.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a commonly commuted area, like... Someone's going to drive up, going to work, and be like, wait a minute. Something's wrong this morning. I know I didn't have my normal goatsy toast, but I think there was a bridge here.
T-King's in the passenger seat like, here, drink this.
Are you trying to do a callback, too?
Yeah.
It was good. 5 out of 10.
Sorry. I tried to make a penis joke at work like a week ago, and I said it, and then Matt Newcomb and my boss were just standing there. I'm like, I tried. I didn't know if it'd be funny.
Not all of them are winners, folks.
Yeah.
See, now what you should have done is T-King should have been the driver. Didn't have my normal goatsy toast, but I did have my tea. I fucking love tea. Andy, a shark was brought to a Los Angeles Walmart or Kmart for a commercial. It was a white-tipped shark. It was flown in from New York.
Why?
The shark is dead now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
The shark was showing signs of distress and died.
Oh, my God.
Guess I'm so stressed out, I'm going to die. Oh, look at that.
Oh, my God. And it fucking Kmart. I can't believe Kmart is still around.
Kmart? The Kmart close to here on Maple Street?
Yeah.
Looks like it's 1994.
The Kmart by my old house.
Oh,
that
thing
looked fucking old.
I haven't been in that place a lot. A few months ago. They make keys.
Oh, okay.
So I was making them for mailboxes and stuff. But that's like right inside the door, so I didn't have to go out. But a couple years ago, I went to the Kmart. Sorry, Walmart. I know you're a very well-respected company. The Kmart next to my house because we were doing an ugly sweater party.
Oh,
and I couldn't find ugly sweaters, and I finally found some ugly-ass ones at Kmart.
Nice. Were they fugly?
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice.
Remember, This is another instance of Tom being Tom.
Oh, really?
Because, you know, Tom, you know, he was Eddie Brock instead. Like, it's Halloween. He knows it's Halloween. We get a plan, and then he's like, yeah, I just had to be Eddie Brock.
Again?
No.
Oh,
sorry. But that's how it goes down. Like, that's how it works. Like, you tell him, and then he's just like, eh, at the last moment. Like, he doesn't even give it a thought. He'll say he'll do it, but he doesn't give it a second thought. for the ugly sweater party. We're like, oh, we're all going to wear ugly sweaters. He comes up in just some like plain green sweater. And he's like, I didn't want to look for one, so I just got a warm sweater. Like, damn it, Tom. Leapers was the best. It had a couple dolls on it, and it just said vintage dolls.
That's great. Did you check out the Goodwills and stuff, too?
I did, but they're all...
You gotta go
all,
to Salvation Army. That's where the crazy shit is.
They weren't ugly. They were just plain at Goodwill.
Salvation Army is where the crazy shit is.
So, yeah, this shark died. PETA said something actually that made sense. Like, sharks are delicate animals. Why the fuck did you fly one from New York to Los Angeles?
Did they just not keep it in water, too? Or are they just like, no, we'll just throw it in the back there?
They must have kept it in water. But, like, you can't just take a shark and then put it in, like, a swimming pool and expect the thing to live, you know? You got to... It's a delicate creature. Either you leave it alone and let it do its thing in the ocean, or you better have a lot of fucking resources to keep that thing alive in a pool.
They get a hunchback whale.
A politician has been banned from meetings until he stops wearing his wrestling mask. Japan's Ueda City Council knew what it was getting into when Skull Reaper was voted into office, a grown man who wears a Lucha Libre style wrestling mask at all times. I swear to God, this is not from The Onion. It's from MSN.
That is beautiful.
Mr. Skull Reaper knows that you do not unmask a superhero, and he will not take off his mask. He won't. He says it doesn't stop him from doing charity, doesn't stop him in public. He actually thinks people like it more that he wears the mask than not. He said if he takes off the mask, he will become a different person.
Oh, my God. That's beautiful.
No one cared who I was until I put on the mask.
Try and stop me.
You're a big guy.
For you.
Albano.
All right, Andy. And next up, we're going to Florida.
Oh, hey, Florida.
What are you doing down there, Florida?
Oh, you look like America's dinglings.
A Florida mother was arrested Tuesday for allegedly calling 911 and, quote, asking officers to come out and scare the shit out of my kids. Dispatchers say Melissa Townsend of Brevard County explained that her kids, ages 1 and 3, were not listening. She had to call the cops on her 1-year-old and her 3-year-old. They were not listening to her, and they needed to learn respect. And they needed to learn it from law enforcement that has authority.
Oh my God.
The dispatcher replied, "We don't come out to scare your kids." And when police responded to the call, the 27-year-old mother was drunk and kicked an officer in the crotch several times.
Oh, man.
Townsend was taken into custody, according to Brevard County Sheriff's Office, and charged with child neglect, battery of an officer, resisting an officer without violence. Resisting an officer without violence. She kicked him in the crotch several times.
All right. Maybe that's a typo.
Maybe. And 3 counts of probation violation. So you already knew she was a winner.
Florida.
Florida. All right.
Hurrah. Hoo-ah. Hoo-ah.
Now, this story, I could have done technology news, but, you know, it was a Florida story, I guess.
Nah.
Got to do it with Florida. On March 1st, students who tried to log into the internet using free Wi-Fi network at Florida State University's Panama City campus found themselves automatically redirected to an infamous internet shock site called meatspin.com.
Yeah! Oh, yes.
If you don't know what meatspin is and you are above the age of 18, go there.
Oh, yes. God.
It's meatspin.com. Go there. Look at it. Never go back.
It'll change your life. You'll see things in colors that you never thought you could.
Oh, my God. Imagine if you could get toast with meatspin, but it's animated.
It puts each action on a different side of the toast.
Yeah. How many frames is how many pieces of toast you need?
Yeah. Oh, God. This is 12.
As you might imagine, Florida State did not intend for this. The sneaky redirection was pulled off by a hacker, 26-year-old Benjamin Bloom. He claimed he was merely trying to draw attention to a security flaw in the system.
By... doing it
by redirecting the meat spin. According to News Herald, it's not immediately clear how long the hack was in effect or how many students and staff members were exposed. Now the school requires users to log in, and he says that's all he wanted all along.
Oh.
He just wanted people to log in when they get into the network.
I hope he doesn't get he might get in some trouble, man.
Well, he's currently charged with a third-degree felony.
Ooh, felony.
It's an offense against computer users.
That's a felony's a powerful word, man.
Dude, felony's big.
Yeah.
Did you know being in a park after closing time is a misdemeanor? It's not even like a ticket. Oh. It's not a slap on the wrist. It's a fucking misdemeanor. That's like you actually have to go to court for it.
Jesus.
No, what do you kids doing?
We got you in the park at midnight. Mm. Dude, I used to go into parks.
Yeah. Yeah,
after close all the time.
I think I went with like you and Stefan and Austin one time.
Yeah, and that's the park we used to go to all the fucking time. Huh. All the time we went to that park. I mean, we went there so many goddamn times. That was like what we did from ages 14 to 16.
Just go to that park.
Maybe a couple times when we were 17. The coldest fucking nights we would go there too. Like, it didn't matter. We would just go to that park and just like exist.
Dude, high school was fun. I had a good high school.
I remember one time the neighborhood watch stopped, and I ended up mouthing off to Tyler's stepdad. Oh. I didn't know it was him. Because Tyler said, he said something like his stepdad wasn't on watch. And I thought the park closed at 11. So this time I actually thought we were, I thought the park closed at 10. I thought we were like literally within the time. Okay. It was like 9:30. But the park closes at 9.
You know what I don't like? Is that they're always jerks about it. Like,
hi! Hi! Well, and you know, Tyler's stepdad, who was a cool guy, he popped out of the car, and like, I couldn't see him. He's like, hey, you kids need to go home. And I'm like, no, we don't. And he's like, park's closed. I'm like, it's not closed. And, you know, I was just mouthing off. And finally he goes, Tyler, is that you? Run, guys. we ran, and then he comes to Stefan's house, knocks on the door. Tyler and I answered, and he's like, how the hell did you two get back here so fast? I'm like, I'm faster than I look, Kelly. He's like, park's closed, guys.
Oh, that's funny.
It was funny. There was another time the police were calling us because we were trying to shovel wood chips out of the park.
Why?
I don't know. We had some dumb idea that it'd be funny if like they came one day in the morning and all the wood chips were outside the park. That's not where the wood chips go. And we just got digging and we hear sirens.
Oh, jeez.
So we ran. Didn't get caught.
Run, man, run!
Didn't get caught. Leaper left evidence, though. He left a shovel.
Oh, did you ever get it back?
I think we went the next morning and just picked it up.
Oh, it was still there?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't think it was. We thought it was a huge deal, but I don't think it was a huge deal.
Dude, there was one time I found a stop sign in a field, and it was broad daylight, and I was riding my bike. I'm like, oh, man. So I kind of moved it into a secluded space. I'm like, oh, I'm going to come back for this at night. And I came back, and it was fucking gone. I was so mad. I was like, I should have just grabbed it then.
That sucks, dude. Man, I thought this podcast was going to be short, but we have just passed the hour mark.
All right!
So, that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. Next week, might have Skylar.
Oh, really?
He's just going to be on Skype there. Cool. Just doing his thing. Yeah. So remember, you can find us on Facebook.com/3@combo podcast, Twitter.com/3@combo PC. That's the number 3 PC stands for podcast. Email us at 3@combopodcast@gmail.com. We are on the 76th Street Network, 76thstreetnetwork.com. Right now we are a featured podcast, so you don't have to go looking very far for us on that website.
Yeah.
And find us on YouTube, search 3@combo podcast. And remember, we are on Stitcher Radio. So for Andy, this is Matt signing out. The top of 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 the top of